It is on this day. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and by Ian Salmon. And it is the 12th of January, 2023. And before we set it on this day, we do a little bit of mixture of stuff that's going on and also from the past. There's very little going on in Liverpool world, but never a dull day with Everton at the moment, Neil. Ian Salmon, two names, walked in before and said Rafa's trending. And I wouldn't have been able to guess why. But I mean, you just can't keep the big fellow off the action at the moment. Mascheri, I mean, Rafa's very much off the action, probably wondering what's going on.
The grand old lady, you can't keep off the action. Unbelievable. He's gone on, so he's written the letter. The letter's crap. And the letter doesn't help anyone. And it just sort of threw more fuel on the fire. At which point he's then gone, hang on a minute, watch this. And he's gone on TalkSport and chatted to Jim White. And then it's been backed up by Paul, who's known as the Esk in Everton world. And he's then sort of got stuck in to the Evertonian issues.
Have they offered the Esk the right to apply?
They appear to have offered the... Now, I'm slightly behind on events because I have other jobs. But I won't be soon.
And also, maybe we need to sort that out.
Yeah, maybe we do.
All need, other jobs.
There should be a siren should go off or something. it is... And all the Blues are delighted with what the Esk's done. And this is... I'll say again, to go to my constant Everton point when I'm not just being facetious, it is that everything that's happening now is a series of things that should have happened 3 or 4 years ago, at least 3 or 4 years ago, if not longer in a couple of instances. But they find themselves absolutely, absolutely panicked at the moment, and completely rightly so. I mean, you know, in the most basic way, the most mundane way, Southampton looked like a football team last night against Manchester City.
Yeah, they were playing really well.
And Everton have got them next at Goodison.